Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Chris Sidorek. President Trump has ordered all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 planes grounded.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line.
The U.S. now joins more than 40 countries in grounding the model following Sunday's crash in Ethiopia. And we turn now to John Hansman. He's a professor of aeronautics and the director of the International Center for Air Transportation at MIT. Professor Hansman, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon.
You were kind enough to step out of a class actually to speak with us. We recorded with you earlier today, just an hour and a half or so ago, and you told us these planes are safe to fly in. So what are we seeing here? Why did President Trump ground these models, do you think?
Well, I think it's sort of an abundance of caution, and frankly, because essentially every other country in the world had grounded the airplanes, it was hard to not ground them for the U.S. until the at least we get the flight data recorder and we know for sure what happened in the Ethiopian case.
Can you tell us a little bit about the scope of the impact that this decision is going to have? How many of these are in service right now in the U.S., and how is it going to disrupt air travel?
Yeah, so in the U.S., I think there are 70-something airplanes. Primarily, American Airlines and Southwest Airlines operate the airplane. So that will have a significant impact. I'm sure they're canceling flights right now, and it will take them a few days to get their schedules lined up. I do think that we will find out what happened in Ethiopia pretty quickly, and I think the airplanes will get this issue will get resolved fairly quickly.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly what happened in the Ethiopian crash. We do know last October, Lion Air, another MAX 8 plane crashed. What can you tell us about what caused that crash?
Yeah, so in the Lion Air accident, what happened was that there was a this airplane has what's called a MCAS or a stability augmentation system. When the 737 MAX was designed, it's got a bigger engine than prior models. Those engines were moved forward and up. That actually caused a control problem at when the nose is way up at high angles of attack, where it will tend to continue to pitch up and be difficult to control. So Boeing put in a system that detected if that would happen through an angle of attack sensor. When it does happen, it automatically pushes the nose down by using the elevator trim. In the Lion Air case, the sensor was bad, so the airplane was trying to trim it, the nose down right after takeoff. The pilot was able to counter that with a switch on this control column. However, at some point, the pilot stopped countering it, and the nose, it drove into the ground. There was a way to shut off the system, and the pilots normally, we know about this problem. It's called a runaway trim problem. There is an emergency cutout that they should have used and did not. Part of the reason why they didn't was they tried to shut it off with a different way, just pulling hard against the stick, and they did not realize that one of the modifications Boeing had put in was to disable that way of shutting off the system.
So I'll come back to that in a second. I just want to say the FAA, the Federal Aviation, just tweeted a statement saying, new evidence collected at the site and analyzed together with newly refined satellite data available. Is basically what led to this decision.
Sure.
So you're referring to in the Lion Air crash, the pilots were not aware of the fact that this other override basically had been disabled. That I want to add to that the fact that CNN was reporting today that multiple U.S. pilots had filed official complaints that this model plane had taken nosedives on its own, and at least one pilot filed an official complaint basically saying that the training they received on this new version was completely inadequate and borderline criminal. How are you reflecting on kind of training procedures?
It was clear that the training was not sufficient. The Boeing thought that the pilots would automatically use this emergency cutout, and that the pilots were not informed. In fact, many airlines and pilots didn't know the system even was on the airplane. So it only occurs at very high angles of attack and was not in the training material that they were given. That's been fixed. It was fixed after the Lion Air accident with an airworthiness directive that basically told the airlines they had to inform the pilots about this and train them and tell them if they did have a problem, go to the emergency cutout switch. That's the reason why the FAA felt that the situation was under control and that within the U.S. That pilots would know what to do if this did happen. The data that's coming that's come out does show, in terms of pitch control from this satellite data, it's very similar to the Lion Air case. So that's why it appears to be a similar type of phenomena. And I think that's what convinced the Canadians to ground the airplane and now subsequently the U.S.
Yeah, and we know that the pilots in that case did report flight control problems and had actually been authorized to turn around. That's John Hansman. He's a professor of aeronautics and the director of the International Center for Air Transportation at MIT. Professor, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Stay with us. Coming up, what's the future of beer gardens in Boston? I'm Chris Siderick, and this is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.